So the sharing economy, when Alan emailed me and he said, you know, talk a little bit about the sharing economy, I'm like, well, in Austin, it's not so much about sharing. It's more about paying your property taxes. It's more about getting around town and Uber, Lyft. And I looked up some definitions, and it's really the collaborative consumption where it's peer-to-peer. You know, yesterday during several of the economic development presentations, we heard about the Hilton Garden Inn projects. Well, here it's technology. Here you can use your mobile app, your website, so I can go directly to somebody. I don't have to go through a hotel or somebody else. And again, it's that we've seen this throughout the years, the advance of technology in our law practices, when email came out, when websites came out. And I think this is just the next step where we can just use our phone, our mobile app. We can instantly find goods and services when we want to. And this is an example. You can basically rent out your whole house, apparently your dog, your pickup truck, anything you want to put on an app or a website. You can go and try to solicit, get business, and basically just make money from your own goods and services that you are already using yourself, your house. And why is this so successful? I mean, I think in the first two or three times when I took Uber, and maybe you had this experience, you're like, is this going to work? Am I going to know who this person is? Are they going to pick me up? And there are good and bad experiences. I'm not going to promote one or the other, but there's relatively low risk. I mean, you can have background checks, social media checks. The online review committee, you know, that is a big pressure on people on how you act and behave. And so this is relatively low risk to the homeowner to rent out their home, to the Uber driver to go pick up some stranger on South Congress.